Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In 1 Timothy 1, notice this. 1 Timothy 1, 12. He said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me, for he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Who was, somebody say was. Was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy. Oh, can somebody else say, I obtained mercy? He said, I did it ignorantly in unbelief. See, he thought he was doing God's work. And the grace of God was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. I'm chief of the sinners that he came to save. But he was. Don't forget was. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. He said God did it on purpose. Yeah. Why? If he'll save a rascal like me. If he could turn me, a murderous, religious zealot, knows nothing about God, hurting people, into an apostle to the Gentiles, then he can save you and he can change you. Do you have to be identified with your past? Even if it was yesterday? It's still past. Is that right? Titus 3:3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that, you were. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to his mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, therefore being justified. Now another way to say justified is made righteous or made innocent. Being made innocent. Made righteous by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:9. Paul said this. 1 Corinthians 15:9. I am the least of the apostles that am not meet or fit to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. You reckon the enemy ever brought the screams of those people he drug out of their house to him? And him standing by watching them bloody the head of this saint of God with these rocks until they killed him. And him standing there arrogantly going, this is the will of God. This is the work of God. But he said, you know, from the natural standpoint, I'm not fit to be called an apostle. I persecuted, I hurt, I destroyed the church of God. But, oh, somebody say but. But, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Who are you? What are you? I am what I am, not by what I've done, but because of what he's done. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And he said, his grace that was bestowed on me was not in vain. Because I have labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Go to 1 Corinthians 6. We got you warmed up now. 1 Corinthians 6. Whew, this is rich. I'm talking about His Word. 1 Corinthians 6, 9. He says, "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you." Were is the operative word here. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. Huh? Yeah, but I was so in that. Hush. Hush. Don't say that. I've just failed in so many ways. You did, but that's not who you are. You were, but that's not what you are. You were, but you are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Quit talking about what you were.
Yeah.
Amen.
And start talking about who you are.
Yes.
I'm not an old sinner saved by grace. I was a sinner. I was. Now I know some folks don't look, well, no, you are. All of us are. We sin every day. You don't have to.
Amen.
I said, you don't have to. And even if you messed up yesterday, did you confess it? Did you repent? Did you receive your forgiveness? Did you receive your cleansing? Then you're not that. You are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified.
Amen. Glory.
The devil will come and say, "You're such a liar. You've lied so many times." No, you need to say, "I was." But I'm not anymore. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I've been made holy.
That's right.
I've been made clean.
That's right.
I didn't do it. He made me this way. Yeah. With His blood. Yeah. With His Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's get it clear.
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it was this morning. It still were.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You were.
Right.
Receive the cleansing of the blood. Receive the regeneration of the Holy Spirit. Receive and realize you have the power by the greater one in you. You don't have to live under the shadow of your past.
Yes.
You don't have to continue to do that and yield to the flesh. You don't have to. That's the power of being a child of God. Let me give you something the Lord gave me that I know you'll shout about too, and it'll make you ponder it and scratch your head. Go to 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. Let me talk to you about how clean you are. Now see, you say that and the enemy will come jump on your shoulder and go, "Don't listen to him, you know." You know.
Yeah, no.
What a sorry rascal you are, you know.
Yeah.
You know. You're either washed or you're not. I've had people look at me and shake their head and go, "Yeah, but preacher, you don't know what I've done." I said, "Yeah, and you don't know how powerful the blood is."
That's right. That's true.
It's a lack of faith in the blood. It's a lack of realizing how powerful the blood is. You can't, you're not going to shock God. He's seen it all. He's seen it all. Doesn't make it good, but it's not greater than the blood. You were. But now you are.
That's good.
Washed. sanctified, justified, clean. Somebody say, I am, I am, I am. I am washed. I'm made righteous. I'm made innocent. I'm made holy by the precious blood of the Lamb. 1 Corinthians 7 and 8, and this is the Weiss translation. 1 Corinthians 7 and 8, the Weiss translation. He says, talking about marriage and talking about believers and unbelievers being married. And he said, if you're married to an unbeliever and they like being with you and y'all are making it okay, you don't have to just divorce, he's saying. Listen, verse 8, for, this is the Weiss, the husband who is an unbeliever has been sanctified by virtue of his association with his wife in her position as a saved individual. And the unbelieving wife has been sanctified by virtue of her association with her husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but now they are holy. The cleanness, the sanctification, the righteousness of a born-again child of God is so powerful, it affects those in family with that person. Amen. What does all that mean? Go home, pray in tongues about it. But can you see that God has made us so clean and holy and sanctified, it affects other people around about us? People in relationship with us that might not even be saved themselves. It affects them. It affects them. Oh, the devil does not want you to see this. The devil does not want us to see this. He wants you to go around the rest of your life going, oh, I'm nothing. I've failed so many times. I've messed up. I'm just miserable this and that. And I've done that. And yeah, I'm the one that did that. Yeah. See, identifying with the sin, with the mistake, with the failure. Him who knew no sin was made to be sin with our sin. As he hung on the cross, he identified with our sin and took our sin and became our sin so that we could be made the righteous, the justified, the innocent in Christ. Amen. For us to continue to identify with our sin is to say he did it in vain.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.